Hello, welcome to the program. This is Michael Anderson from The Big Idea. Formerly, this program was Big Money in the 805, and I've been doing this podcast for a little over 5 years. It's been a good ride. I've had some great interviews, and now I'm rolling solo. Today, this show, I have just a few notes that I want to share, thoughts, opinions, things I think that are worth hearing and learning about. So thank you for listening in. The first thing I want to talk about is just interest rates in general. Amazing to me how quick the rates went from next to zero. I'm thinking about savings accounts here and CDs, certificates of deposit. Now they're over 4.5%. It's happened in a short period of time. We've seen bond markets get squashed last year, and it's still difficult because rates are not necessarily settled or going down yet. And it puts a lot of pressure and tricky time. You look at what happens with mortgage rates as well and what that does in the real estate market and what we're seeing there. I certainly am observing a very stark slowing in the real estate market. There's also not a lot of inventory. So prices haven't fallen yet. It's been very resilient. So when will they fall? And I do think that's a win, not if. I think it's definitely going to come down, but I don't know if that's 1 year from now or 3 years from now. Hard to make heads or tails of it. Obviously, a lot of people that missed the boat and were looking to buy but never did. The housing market ran away from them. And they're still renting, waiting to buy, and now it's difficult because prices are still high, but rates are high. So the affordability is a real challenge. I think things will get a little better for them soon, but how much better and how soon, it's a tough call. Well, you know, this show has been a lot of fun over the past 5 years, and I've been able to have some interviews with people that run the local colleges, community colleges, and four-year colleges here in Ventura County. I've had some wonderful business people, some media people, and it's been a lot of fun. I've been grappling a lot with how I take the show forward with a format. And do I want to do it with an interview style the way I've done, which is more community-based, or do I want to do it more specific to the financial services industry and what I'm doing with financial planning and what I'm doing with investment management and working with clients? And I grapple with that. I go back and forth. I'm not sure which direction I want to take it or should take it. I have different feelings on both, but it's been hard for me to know which way to go with that. So one product in general that I've seen come to light, and it hasn't been a very good product over the last, say, 8 years, but just recently it's made available again. And part of that's because the interest rates, this product is now becoming attractive again. And specifically, it's a fixed indexed annuity. The nice thing about these is there's not a fee outright to buy them. So you're not writing a check to get them. There's no service fee annually from the provider. It's a product where you kind of know what you're getting into right at the outset. And the way it works and why I think it's fairly attractive is because this is through Nationwide and Mass Mutual, the one I've been looking at and I think is interesting. It's a 5-year product. And then every year, from 1 year to the next, they look at, you can pick an index, just as an example, say the S&P 500. And whatever that does in terms of performance, you get up to 12%. If it makes 13, you only get 12, so you're capped. But if it loses any money in terms of the market, you don't lose any. So the return's 0 to 12%. That's attractive. It's attractive because we're living in uncertain times. We don't know what's going to happen with the market in the short run. We want to protect against the downside. And we don't necessarily feel that we need to be greedy with the upside. So we look at 0 to 12% as an attractive feature. It's a 5-year product. It's not a lot of liquidity. It does have some tax deferral. As far as the gains that you're making, you don't pay any taxes till you take the money out. And meanwhile, it's deferred. So not something you're going to get a 1099 for every year. It's pretty interesting. And if anyone wants to learn more or talk more or discuss your scenario, happy to talk with you about it. You can reach out to me directly. Maranantha.com is my website, MARANANTHA.com. Or you can email me, michael@maranantha.com. Or I'll give you the phone numbers, 805-766-1715. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you have a great day.